There are two key linkages with the Summit on Sustainable Development. The first one is that the International Treaty is the sister convention of the Convention on Biological Diversity, which was adopted here in Rio exactly 20 years ago. And I am proud of the close and direct collaboration that we have had for many years with our sister convention, the Biodiversity Convention. And we have today continued that close collaboration and are taking it forward on an expanded scale in the years to come. The second linkage is on agricultural development, where the treaty is the apex instrument for ensuring agricultural development and therefore food security in all aspects of the governance of all plant genetic resources for food and agriculture, through the conservation, the sustainable use, and the equitable benefit sharing of plant genetic resources
with farmers.
One has to highlight the important and enormous contribution that small farmers have made over the millennia to the conservation and use of plant genetic resources for agriculture. The treaty has taken a quantum leap forward as the primary instrument that supports farmers to continue to conserve the food and genetic resources that we need all globally in the future.
You mentioned a few.
Yes, one of the major steps forward today was an announcement from the European Commission that it is contributing 5 million euros, about $6.5 million, to the benefit-sharing fund of the International Treaty. And I would like to warmly thank the European Commission and also the government of Germany and the government of Australia, who have all made very important contributions, both financially and in kind, today to the progress of the International Treaty. The use and the importance of these multi-million dollar investments in the International Treaty and its benefit-sharing fund for smallholder farmers around the world is major because these resources will help the treaty to support farmers in the conservation of crop genetic diversity and in the sustainable utilization of those genetic resources. And this is another important step forward for the treaty as the access and benefit sharing system for agricultural plant genetic resources and as a pillar of the international regime on access and benefit sharing for genetic resources. The resources and the treaty will support the conservation of all agricultural crops, since the treaty covers all agricultural genetic resources, but it will focus on crops that are of particular importance for food security and on which there's high interdependence. For example, crops such as potato, cassava, maize, all of which are of fundamental importance here in Latin America for food security of smallholder farmers as well as our entire global population. The focus of the benefit-sharing mechanisms of the International Treaty is on small farmers, in particular in developing countries. And here the treaty has yet unrealized and vast potential to provide multiple, both monetary and non-monetary, benefit-sharing mechanisms that will help farmers in developing countries to utilize their genetic resources. This includes not only financial support, such as the one we just mentioned, but also non-commercial benefit sharing with farmers, for example, through the sharing of and the transfer of appropriate technologies, including on a south-south level, which is also facilitated through the multilateral system of benefit sharing of the International Treaty.